From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the death toll from the Bangkok bomb blast rises. At least 22 now are known to have died. More than 120 were wounded in an explosion late Monday near a populous tourist site in Thailand's capital, Bangkok. Eight of the victims were foreigners. The blast hit close to the open-air Erawan Hindu shrine. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for what VOA's Barry Newhouse reports was a pipe bomb detonation. A Thai military spokesman says it's too early to determine who might be to blame.
The public are advised to remain calm and monitor the situation regularly as security agencies conduct their operations. As for possible motivation to those who may have caused this incident, it is too early to speculate which group may have been responsible for this crime, but authorities are following possible leads.
Officials say there's no doubt the blast intended to kill people and deliver a blow to the country's tourism industry. South Sudan's president Monday declined to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. He told mediators in Addis Ababa he needs 15 days before he'll sign. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, attending the talks, remains upbeat.
I believe we have made progress today. I believe we have made substantial progress. We have had some of the parties sign, but even the government has initialed this document. And by initialing, that shows also commitment. And I believe it is only right and just that the issues that they have, they be given some time to also consult and to resolve. Because like I said, if we don't carry everybody, then there is no lasting peace.
Rebel leader Riek Machar said he was surprised by President Salva Kiir's decision, insisting it's a good agreement and more time is not needed. The UN says the conflict has killed thousands and displaced millions. This is VOA News.